the roly-poly place came in, you remember that? On Jackson Park?
I remember.
Mm-hmm.
They had wraps. They're roly and a redneck.
That music style.
I just saw your pretty black jacket.
Things are too quiet in here.
I got that.
Okay.
What happens if this is all that Joe's house? Can you do it with just this many?
What we need.
Five, one more, or two more?
There's 11. Where's everybody at?
Jerry and Gary won't be here.
Darren come?
Probably not, he never comes.
There's 11, right?
And then it's only nine will be here today.
So you need six.
We got enough?
One short.
One short one.
If Dave's trying to make it, he told me, he said, if he comes, we do, barely.
I'll vote twice if you need.
Gotta have six. He just texted me, said he's on his way.
Well, I wondered how the, we haven't had a whole lot of meetings, but since the time change, this doesn't seem to appear as helping, but.
Yeah. Well, I think, well, Bernie's supposed to be here.
What's Bob?
He's on vacation, so.
I guess we'll wait on Dave.
We'll wait a minute. I gotta be here for another meeting after this, so I'm in no hurry.
I do not.
You do not, yes, you guys would be in a hurry.
Do you want me to go see if Bernie's down there?
He surely would kinda, I mean, I just talked to him too, 10 after four, so. Maybe they're both stuck in traffic, I don't know. There's a door.
We gotta move it.
Gotta move it.
Where'd she go?
Got a live one.
Heard the alarm system go off.
Where'd she go?
Find Bernie. Train, you can always use train, that's.
It really was.
That's believable.
I was working. Do anybody believe that?
No, nobody believes that. Be like me saying, I'm working.
Oh, well, I got time spare.
Yeah.
That's it. Briggs tonight's planning a zoning meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Jerry Wells, Susie Bowman.
Here.
Angie Claycamp.
Here.
Gary Coleglazer, Don Bruce. Brett Cunningham.
Here.
Dan Robinson.
Here.
Darren Ritchie. Bernie Hausberger. Rick Schleibaum.
Here.
Dave Eggers.
Present.
We just have enough, so.
Has everyone looked at the minutes from the last meeting? If so, I'll entertain a motion.
A motion.
A motion. I have a second.
A second.
Second to approve. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. First case, please.
First case number tonight is PCM 05-23. Jeff Hollis is the petitioner. Petitioner is requesting to rezone the property at 1600 South Walnut Street. He's wanting to put a duplex on that piece of property.
Mr. Hollis, come forward and state your case, please.
Wanting to go to R2, sorry, R2 is what, it's R1, wanting to go to R2, sorry.
Is that the correct clarification, R2 on that, or should that be R3? I don't want to talk.
Well, if you're.
So multifamily would.
R3 covers all of it. So if that's what you want, we'll...
Just let me rezone, be able to do a two-unit townhome. I guess let me stay it that way.
R3 is fine, because that's fine for every...
It is, that would encompass everything. To get that patio. Go ahead, sorry.
On the property, just looking at a two-unit townhome. Width of the duplex is about 46 feet wide, which is more than small enough to fit on the lot. The public records right now show that the lot is about 78 feet wide. It's almost, I think, 300 feet deep, so I mean, plenty of room to build this two-unit townhome on and have adequate parking. And then also up the front, there's already drainage into the storm system, so there's no drainage issues on this property.
Okay, Mr. Hoss, thank you. Anybody here to speak in favor of the proposal? Anybody here to speak against the proposal? That being said, I hear board deliberation. Any questions from the board?
I have some concerns about putting this in a residential area, you know, a single-family home area. I think, you know, I don't like to set precedent, you know.
I get it. I do. Anyone else? Any comments? Anything at all?
Along with that, there are multifamily homes within the Lutheran campus. But that is certainly part of a big, you know, an overall plan. And I don't know that there is any, where is the nearest multifamily housing?
You probably just said at the Lutheran home.
Outside of that.
That's the only one I know in this area that's close, would be Lutheran homes, that, with their duplex.
That's back to kind of to that precedent, and it's, you know, nothing's ever personal, you know, it's not about, you know, the developer or who's doing it. It's more about whether or not it fits in with, you know, just the overall plan and the neighbors around, so. Pretty much all I have to say on it.
What is that, the width of that lot again?
Public record shows it's about 78 feet.
Yeah, 78.64, I think, is what I looked at.
The duplex, 46 feet wide, easily fits within that, with plenty of room on each side of the building.
Yeah, the lot is big enough to build a duplex.
If the duplex is 46 foot wide, each side would be 23 foot.
Approximately.
That's almost a shotgun house.
I mean, the rooms in it are fairly big. I mean, it's not like you're getting like 8x8 bedrooms. I mean, these bedrooms are 10x10, bigger. I believe in the master's 12x12 for the plan that we're looking at. So it's not small rooms, if that's the concern on that. Even the living space is about 14x16.
Well, I think you've chosen an attractive design. I mean, I think that fits in a lot of places that, you know, that this currently exists.
That's always been my personal concerns with duplexes, especially around Seymour. You see a lot of them, they're just flat, kind of plain Jane looking houses. That's not something I really want to put my name on. Whereas, you know, something like this, a little bit more proud of.
Is a nursing home? You said a Lutheran community has a nursing home that you're making?
No.
Oh, okay.
The other concern I'd have is the driveway. It's basically a one-car driveway, and almost everybody has two cars anymore.
So that picture's not representing the driveway. We'll probably do a full front building, be a full 40 feet wide. That way you've got parking for at least four cars, one deep.
Hi, Bernie.
So is this any different than there's a house across the street, maybe a block away from there, that has a second home on the property? You know what I'm talking about? The farmhouse that was...
There is one since behind it.
trying to think what the name of that.
It's more down a crush.
Been there for a long time, I
yeah.
mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fact, I'm not sure that that's not separated.
Yeah, it
with
might.
An easement for a driveway.
It might be, I'm trying to think of the guy that had it. Didn't they have a fire back here a long yeah. time ago?
Not sure about that.
Tom Toby built it. With yeah. the barn and all back there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Higginbotham? I'm looking at GIS just trying to figure out.
Yeah, it could be now, but that's not the name I remember. But I remember the older fellow that had it, but he probably bought it.
And his wife lived.
Brett's right. The closest multifamily stuff is the Luther Community Home. They have duplexes all along that Church Avenue, I think.
It was new windows. As got of new yesterday. Window.
Yeah. But that is the closest in this.
How many square feet are the units?
Each unit is approximately 1,500 square feet, so a little bit larger for the typical duplexes around here in Seymour. They're 3-bed, 2-bath.
Not including the garage?
Correct, not including the garage. They're 3-bedroom, 2-bath, which is a pretty big need here in Seymour for rentals. I mean, it's something right. that's rarely available, and we just don't have any real buildings here in Seymour that are 3-bed, 2-bath.
And just to reiterate to you and everybody, this is a recommendation that the actual rezone goes to council, but this board will give a recommendation, so.
So with that being said, I would entertain a motion if there's no further discussion.
Like I said, I think this looks good in a lot of places and seen more. I just unfortunately just don't like where it's at, so I have to make a motion.
Before we do that, are you a neighbor of the property or?
The property is on Walnut.
Uh-huh.
What block?
1600.
I'm Poplar. I'm at 715.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to see if you were a neighbor to this
yeah,
property.
Yeah, and then my boyfriend is on 806, so that's the block area.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead. Sorry.
I have a motion on the floor to deny the petition. I'm looking for a second.
Second.
I have a second. This time we'll vote.
Tell them what they're voting for so they don't confuse to deny.
So here we are.
That's why I just don't share.
So here we are.
Wait a minute.
This is the one group.
The motion was to deny the petition. On here it still says approved the petition.
Or denied.
Right. So we're not, this has nothing to do with the motion. This only has to do with the petition.
Right.
So if you're approving, if you're voting for Mr. Hollis, it would be approval. If you are voting for denying the petition, it would be under the deny section.
So this doesn't have anything to do with the motion.
It does not.
If you mark deny, you're denying the rezone with an unfavorable, I'll put it that way. You approve, then it means you're for it.
Don't make me hit the gavel.
Maybe I'll get my shush finger. Oh. No, I just make sure they're all facing the same way. Big job.
I have 4 to deny and 3 to approve. So this will go to the council as an unfavorable recommendation. They will have the last word on that, and the vote tally will be presented as well. I do appreciate you coming in. I appreciate you doing what's right. And we'll see what the council says.
Chris, do you know
it's
when...
It's a beautiful design. Beautiful design. We all agree on that.
Do you know when the council...
Yes, sir. It would be September 25th at 7 p.m. in this room.
You just have one this week, so you'll have it ready for next.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hey. That being said, is there any further business? Anything you want to discuss? Yes, sir, Mr. Robinson.
I do, and Mr. Cunningham kind of brought it forward in the conversation. So, if you recall in the July meeting, I met with you guys after... I messed up in my vote. I did exactly the opposite of what he was saying. I would just like to ask that we reconsider our procedure on that, because technically according to city code, we are to abide by Robert's Rules of Order, but nowhere in Robert's does it say someone makes a motion, we have a second on the motion, and we vote on something else. So I think we need to go to a practice where we vote for or against the motion that's presented. Again, it was my mistake. I screwed it up. I'm not blaming anybody, but we kind of get to that point every once in a while where we're like, eh, what are we doing here exactly?
And I get it, and I understand it, and I've been a part of it, right? So, and according to Robert's order, it does make that very vague, right? According to the exact procedure of what takes place, whether you approve it or not. So we ran across this several years ago is when we began to put, you either approve or deny the petition. So we've screwed that up a time or two. I'm not disputing that. But I would probably refer to our local attorney to let us know what their feelings are about that.
So 2016, I believe, was the last time the Planning Commission's rules and procedures were updated. Mm-hmm. It would just be as simple as updating those rules of procedure and then passing it by a vote at one of these meetings. I'm happy to, I would have to type it out, retype it by hand, because I don't know where a Word copy exists, or if it does.
There was one at one time.
But I can get it typed up and sent out to all members as it's written now.
Okay.
And see if y'all have suggestions.
Are you talking about the rules?
Yeah, because technically it says, I got a copy. We still haven't voted on his motion. He made the motion, there was a second, but we voted on the petition, we didn't vote on his motion.
That's tit for tat, really.
Well, not really, because it's not. Then there's no reason to make a motion, because the motion always would have to be the same thing. We're always going to
we didn't have a motion, we wouldn't know whether to approve or deny, right? The petition takes your place as your...
Right, that's what he said, approve or deny.
Approve or deny what? It's the motion. So technically, his motion is still... And I'm not trying to be difficult, I'm trying to make it simpler, because I know we've been to this point a few times, but I just think it's just as simple as that.
I've been around for forever. It was much more confusing the other way.
It was much easier.
If you knew if you were approving a motion?
Well, it's very obvious you're approving the petition.
Then why would you make it why would any motion ever be made against approving the petition? Because that's all you're doing, is you're voting to approve the petition and that's it. There is no motion to approve.
I just think this way much easier, and I've lived through both of them, so.
Right. But again, you're not approving any motions, you're just approving.
I'd leave it up to Chris. Do you think, what do you think? You're our legal person. Do you think the way we're doing it now is not right, or it should be changed?
It does seem to be a little confusing. I mean, this is
the... Well, that clarified that.
Yeah.
This is that's the... That's a good idea. We can get a written copy of the old stuff from Patty. I know it's there.
I got a copy of the rules of procedure in my office, so.
We'll email them to everyone. Then we will discuss at our next meeting of that process.
Yeah.
And whichever we vote to agree on, then we will add those to our procedural minutes moving forward. Is that...
Yeah, I'm fine with changing whatever makes
yes,
it
thank you.
Okay. More
that's all I ask
simple.
For, just for that consideration.
Perfect. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I just want to make sure, but from a legal standpoint, that we're doing it the right...
Well, we have a city ordinance.
It was set up this way when I was here, so somebody thought it was...
pretty clear that once a motion's made and seconded, you vote on that motion, not on something else.
Yeah.
So I actually think it would kind of seal up that gap a little bit for us legally. I'm not an attorney, but I can read, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? So you will...
We'll work on that, right?
In there, Chris?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Who voted against that petition? Because I'd like to know. I'd like to know if I accidentally voted for it.
Rick said he did.
I'll let you look.
He said he did. Yeah.
I don't want to read these. Bernie is deny. Dave Eggers approve. Susie approved. Dan Robinson approved. Brett Cunningham denied. Rick Schleibaum denied. Angie Claycamp denied.
I'm sorry to put you all on the spot, but that's...
Well, that's public record.
So, was everybody voted like they felt like they wanted to vote?
Voted on the petition itself. That's what we're always doing.
Right.
Correct.
Yes.
On the paper.
Yes.
On the ballot.
Which might help one from the...
You might as well make a motion to approve every time.
Well...
Then instead of...
Yeah, we went down that road too, didn't we? Okay.
It was Albert Skaggs that we got in trouble with, you know, on the, when we changed it.
Okay, anything else?
No, thank you.
I will entertain...
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Have a motion to adjourn? I have a second. So moved.
Have a good evening.
Thank you all.
Yeah, I got a copy. I got a copy of the rules of procedure. I just want to make sure what we're doing.
Yep.